Thank you for calling customer service. Yes, speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, my card was charged for something, a transaction that I did not approve. I was wondering if the money was refunded to my account or not.
What's your zip code?
92354.
What's your name?
Safraz Indrias.
All right, will you verify your address for me, please?
11361 Lawrence Way, Loma Linda, California, 92354.
Hold, please. All right, you called and what now?
I asked for a refund because I did not approve this transaction. My card was charged for this amount. There were two charges for $58 and another one for 60 something.
Well, you approved it when you did, you agreed to the $7.95 of the shipping and handling for the tactical bag. I know, sir. Let me allow me to explain, please. The tactical bag. But in the terms and conditions, it states to you if you did not call and cancel within 48 hours, if the terms and conditions were read, it states in there that if you did...
Nobody read any term and condition with me. They just said this is free. We are only charging you minutes for handling,
okay.
Shipping and handling.
Okay, sir. But when you put your card number in, it asks you to agree to the terms and conditions, okay? When you agree, if you agreed to them and didn't read them, because that's what is stated in the terms and conditions, that they will automatically sign you up to a gadget store, okay? So, yes, it is a valid charge. However, what I can see what I can do for you, because when you, because your account number, your card number would not take unless you agreed to the terms and conditions. If the terms and conditions were read, you would know that you was going to get enrolled into a discount store. It cannot take, the card would not take unless you agree to the terms. And if you agree to the terms, that's based on if you read the terms and conditions.
There was no explanation of terms and conditions.
Sir, of all the thousands of accounts we have, in the terms and conditions, it does state that there. Now, whether they were read or not, I don't know. But it does state in the terms and agreement that you will be charged for a membership if you don't call and cancel. So trial period. We have thousands of members of this, okay? So it is in the terms and agreements. Now, what I can do for you is I can offer you 35% of that $67.32 back based on the fact it's a valid charge. And what 35% of that is, 67.32.
Why didn't you give me a 50% or 60% refund?
Because I'm offering you 35%, which is 67.32 times 0.35. That'd be $23.53 I can refund back to you as well as canceling the account, so you won't get charged for April and May going forward.
So you don't get the full refund? Can I return the item? I don't need it.
No, it's not a matter of returning. The item is yours. You pay for the item. Was a, that's the whole thing. The item was a free item.
Yeah, and they, that's what they said, it's free.
I understand. So you're going to have to listen to, I get what you're saying. But you have to understand this, though. The item was free. And they, all you had to do is pay shipping and handling. The reason they gave you the free item is because they wanted you to become a member of the discount store. If you did not want to be a member All you had to do was cancel before your 48 hours were up. You didn't cancel, so it automatically
became
a membership.
I didn't know about the 48 hours. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But that's why, as a courtesy, we're offering 35% back to your card.
Why only 30%? When you can, why can't you give me a 50% or 60%?
Well, because we're offering
30%. I could return the item. I don't need it.
We don't. They don't want the item back, sir. We don't want the item back. The item
is
yours.
That's a scam. You charge me, and then you
give
me 35%.
Well, I'm offering you 35% as a courtesy.
Why don't you give me the full refund?
Because that's not, because it's a valid charge. Why not understand I'm saying what I can do?
And there was another charge for $58 something.
I don't see that. But what I'm talking about right now is the $67.32. And what I'll do, sir,
That was the watch or the bag?
I don't see a bag or a watch, sir. What I'm talking about right now is a tactical bag right now. I don't see the watch. But what I'll do,
okay.
I'll do.
Okay, go on. I'm listening.
Yeah, so you won't get off the phone, so you won't get charged for May or April. I'm trying to get the account canceled so you won't get charged any further. I can't understand anything you're saying, sir.
Yeah, cancel my membership. I don't want any more charges.
Okay, hold on, please. So instead of the 23, I'm going to refund 33.66 back to your card.
Uh-huh.
That's the amount of the refund that you will receive is 33.66 of the $67.
Mm-hmm.
That order was successfully refunded. In your bank, it takes 3 to 5 business days. So before it goes back on your account, as well as going forward, I'm canceling the account. So you won't receive any other charges.
So I can't return those items if I don't want them.
Sir, they don't want the items back. There's no return policy on the items.
Mm-hmm.
Your items are yours.
Okay. So there's a 50% refund?
Let me finish your cancellation, sir, please.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you speaking from? Did you tell him to go take a break? You told him to go and take a break? Yeah. What time are you going to be back? Okay.
All right, so what I did, sir, I notated here that, hold on. That customer called in to cancel their membership. I offered you 35% discount. You declined that. So I offered you 50%. You accepted that. And account is canceled. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
That's all. Thank you.
All right.
That other item for $58 is not from you?
I don't see the $58, sir. I'm not saying it's not from us, but I don't see that.
There were two charges, one for 67, one for 58 something.
Sir, on this one here, I do not see $67. Anything that you would have done under here would have been showing that you did it. I don't see that here. Sometimes it takes a delay for it to show up, but I don't see it here.
So how much will be the refund that I'll receive?
Excuse me?
How much is the refund I'll be receiving? $33 and what?
That's okay. What I just read to you was I said, customer called in to cancel membership. I offered you 35% refund, rather, and then you refused that, so I offered you 50%. Customer accepted 50% refund.
Okay, yeah, I'm just asking how much is the amount I'll be refund I'll be seeing on my account.
Excuse me, sir?
How much is the dollar amount for refund?
$33.66.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye. Thank you.